You're listening to Full Circle Weekly News, news of the open source community presented by Full Circle Magazine. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready, and I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 466, covering week 21, May 18th to 24th, 2026. Researchers at MIT are developing the GenCAD project, which uses a machine learning model to generate 3D models based on a 2D image or sketch of a part. GenCAD produces not just a 3D model, but a complete parametric CAD program with a history of model construction commands suitable for import into parametric CAD systems. Creating CAD models can be accomplished without specialized machine learning models using standard AI assistants such as Ader, OpenClaw, and QuenCode, along with standard AI services. A collection of prompts was published that, based on a description, a list of desired characteristics, and images with visual examples, generate programs for the OpenSCAD program that creates CAD models in STL or OFF format with a parameterized configuration. My Company 6.2, a free ERP system for small and medium-sized businesses built on the LS Fusion platform, has been released. The solution covers inventory and financial accounting, procurement and sales management, manufacturing, retail and services, and more. The My Company standard solution is distributed under the Apache 2.0 license and is being developed as an open-source project on GitHub. A demo platform and installation and configuration documentation are available to get started. The Incident Relay project has been published, an open-source system for on-call management, alert routing, and incident response running on a self-hosted server. The project is aimed at SREs, DevOps, and infrastructure teams seeking a locally deployable alternative to SaaS services for on-call management, escalation policies, and incident response. The project code is written in Python and distributed under the MIT license. Incident Relay receives events from monitoring systems, matches them with routing rules, and delivers notifications to responsible duty officers or teams. The system implements duty schedules, rotations, shift overrides, incident receipt confirmation, incident resolution, reminders, escalations, and silences to suppress known or planned triggers. F-Heroes 2 version 1.1.16 is now available. It recreates the Heroes of Might and Magic 2 game engine from scratch. The project code is written in C++ and is distributed under the GPLv2 license. To run the game, you need game resource files, which can be obtained from the original Heroes of Might and Magic 2. The project includes a script for automatically downloading and extracting resources from the game's demo version, which are sufficient for full functionality. Canonical has released Ubuntu Core 26, a compact version of the Ubuntu distribution optimized for use on Internet of Things devices, containers, and consumer and industrial equipment. Ubuntu Core is delivered as a single monolithic base system image, eliminating the need for separate deb packages. Ubuntu Core 26 images, synchronized with the Ubuntu 26.04 package base, are available for x86 64 and ARM 64 systems. This release will be supported for 15 years. Ubuntu Core serves as the foundation for additional components and applications packaged as self-contained snap packages. Ubuntu Core components, including the base system, the Linux kernel, and system add-ons, are also delivered in a snap format and managed by the snapd toolkit. Snap technology allows for the creation of a system image as a single unit without breaking it down into individual packages. Instead of incremental updates at the level of individual deb packages, Ubuntu Core uses an atomic update mechanism for snap packages and the base system, similar to Fedora Atomic, Chrome OS, Endless, and OpenSUSE Leap Micro. When updating the base environment and snap packages, it is possible to roll back to the previous version in case of issues discovered after the update. The underlying file system is mounted read-only. Data encryption on the drive is supported using TPM. Updates are released regularly, delivered over the air, and synchronized with Ubuntu 26.04. To minimize traffic, updates are compressed and include only changes since the previous update. Automated update installation solves the problem of maintaining system security when used on embedded devices. OnlyOffice Document Server 9.4 has been released, a server for OnlyOffice online editors and collaboration tools. These editors can be used for working with text documents, spreadsheets, and presentations. The project's code is distributed under the open source AGPLv3 license. Ready-to-use builds are available for Linux, Windows, and Mac OS. OnlyOffice Desktop Editors 9.4 was also released, sharing the same code base. The desktop editors are designed as desktop applications written in JavaScript using web technologies, but combine client and server components into a single suite designed for self-contained use on the user's local system without relying on an external service. For on-premises collaboration, users can also use the Nextcloud Hub platform, which provides full integration with OnlyOffice. OpenBSD 7.9 has been released, a free Unix-like operating system. The OpenBSD project was founded by Theo Durrat in 1995. In addition to the operating system itself, the OpenBSD project is known for its components, which have been widely adopted by other systems and have established themselves as some of the most secure and high-quality solutions. Among them are LibreSSL, OpenSSH, the PF Packet Filter, the OpenBGPD and OpenOSPFD routing daemons, the OpenNTPD NTP server, the OpenSMTPD mail server, the TMUX text terminal multiplexer, the IdentD daemon with implementation of the IDENT protocol, MANDOC, a BSDL alternative to the GNU Groff package, the Common Address Redundancy Protocol for organizing fault-tolerant systems, a lightweight HTTP server, and the OpenRSync file synchronization utility. Vivaldi 8.0 has been released, a proprietary browser developed using the Chromium engine by former Opera Presto developers. The project distributes changes of the Chromium codebase under an open-source license. The browser interface is written in JavaScript using the React library, Node.js, Browserify, and various ready-made NPM modules. The interface implementation is available in source code, but under a proprietary license. The project aims to create a customizable and functional browser that preserves user privacy. Key features include a tracking and ad blocker, note, history, and bookmark managers, a private browsing mode, end-to-end encrypted sync, tab grouping, a sidebar, a highly customizable configurator, a horizontal tab display mode, as well as a built-in email client, RSS reader, and calendar. The new version features a unified browser interface. All toolbars are now located on a single visual plane, covering the entire browser without being divided into frames. Pure OS 11 has been released. Built on Debian, it includes only free applications and ships with a GNU Linux Libre kernel, stripped of non-free binary firmware. Pure OS has been recognized as completely free by the Free Software Foundation and is included in its list of recommended distributions. The distribution is developed by Purism, the company behind the Liberty Phone and Librem 5 smartphones, and also produces laptops that ship with this distribution and core boot-based firmware. ISO installation images featuring GNOME and KDE Plasma are available for downloads, supporting live mode booting. The distribution is committed to privacy and offers a range of features to protect users' privacy. A set of tools for encrypting data on disk is available, the Tor browser is included, and Privacy Badger add-on is pre-installed to protect against web tracking. Pure Browser, a rebuild of Firefox, is used as the default browser. Proxmox Virtual Environment 9.2 has been released, a specialized Linux distribution based on Debian designed for deploying and maintaining virtual servers using LXC and KVM. It can serve as a replacement for products such as VMware vSphere, Microsoft Hyper-V, and Citrix Hypervisor. Proxmox VE provides the tools for deploying a fully-fledged industrial-grade virtual server system managed via a web interface designed to manage hundreds or even thousands of virtual machines. The distribution features built-in tools for backing up virtual environments and out-of-the-box clustering support, including the ability to migrate virtual environments from one node to another without interruption. Features of the web interface include support for a secure VNC console, role-based access control to all accessible objects, and support for various authentication mechanisms. Release 422 of Startwine-Launcher, an application designed to run Windows-based programs and games on Linux systems, has been published. The primary goal of Startwine-Launcher was to simplify the process for beginners to create Wine prefixes, sets of libraries and Windows dependencies required for Windows applications to be run on Linux. Startwine-Launcher is written in Python and licensed under the GPL v3 license. The interface is based on the GTK library. TileOS 2.0 Sauropod is now available. It's built on Debian and offers desktop environment that utilizes tiling. TileOS shares the same goals and author as the Ubuntu Sway Remix distribution, offering a ready-to-use interface that requires no additional configuration and is aimed at both experienced Linux users and beginners who want to try out a tiling environment without spending a lot of time setting it up. Unlike Ubuntu Sway Remix, TileOS is much more open to modifications and customizations and is potentially free of any copyright issues. Builds for the AMD 64 architecture are available for download. Support for ARM 64, particularly Raspberry Pi boards, is planned for the future. The source code for the TileOS components is licensed under the GNU GPL v3 license. GNOME Commander 2.0, a dual-panel file manager optimized for the GNOME desktop, has been released. GNOME Commander offers features such as tabs, command line access, bookmarks, customizable color schemes, directory skipping when selecting files, access to external data via SFTP and Samba, expandable context menus, automatic mounting of external drives, access to browsing history, plugin support, a built-in text and image viewer, search, wildcard renaming, and directory comparison. The code is licensed under the GPL v3 license. The official Godot Asset Store, a catalog of assets and plugins for the Godot game engine, has at last been released, replacing the asset library. The new catalog features full integration with the Godot engine, and support for it has already been added to the Godot 4.7 branch, currently in beta testing. The catalog only supports free assets, supports for paid products, and a donation system are promised to be added later. Developers are encouraged to begin migrating their assets from the asset library to the asset store. They decided not to automatically migrate due to the need to obtain permission from each author, the need to transfer files from third-party resources, and the unwillingness to migrate outdated assets. Access to the asset library catalog will be retained in the future to support older versions of the Godot engine, but will be set to read-only mode. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can contact me at bartmoss@pm.me. I'll be back next week.